K9TWL Modern. KD8MAY, monitoring. YPA, Mobile. KG9QT, KG9Q and a T, this is WB9YPA. Mobile.
W99 monitoring.
N5JOJ, KI5QWN.
Hey, what's going on, David? N5JOJ.
KI5QWN. I'll just check if you have my old home place doing. I thought I'd talk on this a little bit.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, after last week, I think they said Oklahoma got half its yearly amount of rain, 20 inches or something like that, with the storms that have been so far this year. But a lot of water, a lot of rain, but the grass is growing, so that means hopefully there's not going to be a hay shortage. So we did get a lot of water. I'm not even sure what the Illinois River is doing, but I know it's got to be up there. How about you guys? Did you guys get a lot of rain?
We did get a lot of rain. I haven't been able to get in the garden in several days now. It's just a muddy mess. We're wet around our reservoirs and lakes and rivers are getting it, all the creeks.
Yeah, same here. But we're supposed to get some more about 4:30. I think they said we're going to get a little bit of rain. But we're not out of the woods yet. But this is kind of like the pattern last year. It was the same thing. We got a lot of rain, you know, in May. I just hope we get some spread out a little bit so they can get second cutting done. That's the only problem. After this spout here, come June, end of June, it's going to be dry. So we'll be wanting all this water, but too bad it can't be spread out. But. Yeah, I've been planting. I planted some grass seed I'm trying out. I even put some at the ground to check out. It's a Sudan. Stuff grows like 7 feet tall, so it's popping up. It's doing pretty good. So all this rain has really been helping it. And my garden, I got that going too. So we'll see. Everything looks pretty good. Got my tobacco in the ground, and I still have probably about 50 plants that are in the house here. I start that. A month ago, you have to start that indoors and get it going before I put it in the ground. So I still got to plant some more, but I already got a good chunk of it in the ground. So we'll see what happens on that. Every year it's a crapshoot on how that's going to turn out. Last year was okay. The year before that, I had a really good year on it. But just depends on those rains like around July, you know.
Yes, sir. I have never tried to grow any tobacco. But you know, I have a hard enough time trying to grow tomatoes and peppers and stuff. Last year, my cucumbers liked to about carry us off, and this year they're not any good. So you just can't never tell, I guess. But my tomatoes are looking pretty good. I've got some pretty good prospects on some squash and watermelon and cantaloupe, looking good. I've got a little corn. I've never ever yet been successful growing corn, and I haven't tried it that many times, but I'm doing something wrong. But anyway, I've got out of probably 20 stalks, I think 3 or 4 of them are flower, and the rest of them, I don't think they're going to make it. They're in intensive care right now.
Yeah, well, all those, you know, they'll probably really start taking off as soon as it starts heating up. But I had such a hard time last year with squash. The aphids, you know, aphids, those little things. Due to it, it kills it off. So I've been having a really hard time at that. Seeds. And I got a few squash and pepper plants. But we'll see. It's just, for some reason, this area, the aphids just tear that squash up. And it just, when they get on it, it just dies. It's something else. But someone put a bunch of ladybugs in there. And I don't know. But anyways, yeah, it takes a lot to grow that tobacco. You got to do it indoors, you know, and I usually start, you know, around the 1st of March, and then I put it under grow lights and stuff and get it up and then transplant it out when it starts heating up. But every step of the way, you could lose it. I meant every single step of the way. You know, and then they have these worms. I don't know where they come from. The tobacco worm, they'll eat a plant in a night. And they're, like, really devastating. So I'm always fighting them, too. But we'll see. Hopefully this year will be good. Like I said, last year was not that hot, but the year before was real good. So, but and I don't even smoke it. I just like growing it. Of course, I use it there at the ground and stuff. But that's about it. But it's like a science to grow that. It's like a hobby more than anything.
Man, when I needed any, you know, up to the date, if I needed any tobacco for like the grounds or something, man, I'm a crazy crow patron. I get a lot of stuff from them whenever I need it. I don't even know what a tobacco seed looks like. I imagine it's pretty small. I don't know. And any kind of bug that can eat a tobacco plant must be tough.
Yeah, it's the same as, I don't know if you've ever seen those tomato worms, because they say tobacco's in the tomato family, but you know those, they're like green, nasty-looking worms, and they'll grow, you'll go out there, and it'll be like just a tiny little worm, and in one night that thing will be like 3 inches. They just get big and fat, and they just eat it up real fast. So I'm always fighting those. They're devastating little buggers. But, yeah, Crazy Crow, yep, they got a lot of good, they got tobacco twist there, too, by the twisted type. But, anyhow. But, anyhow, so what else you been up to? You were on the net last Thursday, so you didn't go play music last Thursday then?
That is correct, I didn't. Yeah, I got to enjoy the net some, and I don't know. I remember something happened. I don't remember what it was. I don't know I think the audio was cutting in and out or something. I don't remember, but I've been enjoying this right here, this EchoLink pretty well. It's kind of neat, you know, and I can hit some of these repeaters more than I thought, 3 or 4 of them around here. and pretty much just do this right here if I wanted to. I could do this right here if we could hook up, and I just have to step outside. I'm enjoying it, though. It's kind of fun. I'm learning. I haven't spent much time on here, so I'm kind of learning, you know, net etiquette and different things like that. I'm find myself with enough time to mess with it, if you know what I mean. I mean, I have to put it down on the priority list whenever I got other stuff to do, but I do enjoy it.
Yeah, it makes it really nice if you get a hotspot. That way you're not tying up your phone, and then you got your little handheld. No matter, you know, where you're at on the property there, you're able to get back in or what have you. And then you can, you know, change conferences or whatever. But that's the only bad thing about using your phone. You got to kind of tie it up for Echolink. So you don't, you know, you only go on there when you want to use it, you know. Where when you get one of those little hotspots, like a clear note or whatever, it's on all the time, you know, and then you just carry your radio around. Something pops in there, you're there. But, I know it's they're like $300. They're kind of pricey. And even the open spots, which are a lot smaller, they're about $300 too. So that's just what the stuff costs, but you won't regret it down the road if you get into liking this. With that hotspot, you can use AllStar, Echolink, DMR. They pretty much do all the different modes, and all you have to use is that 2-meter radio you got on that frequency. So you can come out on DMR, which is digital, just using your analog handheld there. You know, that's what's neat about it.
Well, I look forward to it someday. I'm using my laptop now. I got it on it. It's kind of handy. And I got I got a little soundboard, the microphone connected to it. But it's pretty neat. If I got a DMR handheld, would that do it for me?
No. A DMR radio is only going to do DMR. But that's what that's so nice about those hotspots, the clear note and whatever. You can use all those modes with just a $25 Bofang 2-meter radio, you know, because you're talking on 2 meters, and it goes to your hotspot, and you come out on AllStar, Echolink, DMR, and I think there's a couple other modes you can use through that. But that's what's so neat about that. You don't have to buy all those radios. They're expensive. All you need is your little handheld you got now, and it'll work all those modes through that hotspot. N5JOJ for ID.
Yes, sir. KR5QWN. I don't know. I'm having the dangest. Of course, it's all... none of this is something I'm familiar with. I'm a 10 or 11 meter guy that used to try to talk Skip, and all I knew about was amplifiers and yada yada. But I've been enjoying this, and it's got me intrigued a little bit because I don't know anything about it, if that makes sense. And I'm getting to learn. But man, it's hard to figure out when you're just trying to scratch your head and Google stuff and things like that. It's pretty tough. But I'll get it, you know. Eventually I'll end up with a hotspot for sure. But I thought about setting my base up here with that J-pole, and I could cross band because I live on a hill, you know. And with that antenna in there, I could 10 miles around here and probably cross band to that. You know what I mean? But that's just all a workaround. I want to do it right eventually.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing about that, those little hotspots. It kind of does everything for you. And then, like, with the clear node repeater system, that's what I got. It has where you hook, instead of just having the hotspot and you using your handheld, which will cover your property in your house, probably down the block a little bit, because it'll put out, like, you know, milliwatts. So you'll be able to get into it if you go on a walk around the neighborhood or something like that, but that's about it. But they have the same hotspot that is called, it's the clear node repeater, and it has a connection that connects to your high-powered mobile radio or base station, and then you put an outside antenna on it. Now you just increased your range, you know, line of sight. Unlimited line of sight to where you can get back in and you know, back into your node, you know, and do Echolink All-Star. All-Star is really good audio. When you get into DMR, I don't like DMR because the audio is up and down. The guy come in, it's real loud. The guy come in, it's soft. You're turning it up and down. But I think All-Star has really good audio. Echolink would be next, you know. But, yeah, you'll get it. It's pretty easy, and as long as you stick with the clear node, they'll do everything for you. You stick it out of the box. Turn your radio on. What frequency? Simplex frequency, and you're good to go. And then, like with your cell phone, no matter where you're at, you can change the comfort on it. You know, like go to Res Chat or let me reset. Of course, it has my repeater has ID. You know what I mean? You use your cell phone. There's an app for that clear node hotspot. And you change the conferences via your phone. So it doesn't matter where you're at. If you're 20 miles away from your house and a net's coming up on, like, say, ResChat, you just get on your phone and switch it, and there you are, you know. So they're probably the neatest thing, you know. You know, I've tried DMR, but that's going through a hotspot, too, you know, unless you have a repeater system. But then you're limited to whatever they have, whatever node number or conference the repeater guy, the owner, set to that. Limited, you can't change it or what have you. But so those little hotspots, they're worth it. And if you don't want, I mean, you could build your own for $50. But then there's a lot of computer programming stuff that you have to do there. That's tough. That's why the clear node, it comes right out of the box. You just plug it in, put your radio on the simplex frequency. I mean, he takes care of everything for you.
What will eventually happen, I'm sure. Man, I just got a lot going on right now. But I'm enjoying what I can enjoy. I appreciate the advice, man. I wouldn't know half as much as I do, but if without visiting with you. But it's kind of I'm having a hard time breaking the ice on the knowledge. You know what I mean? The learning curve. It's when I think I got something figured out, I do a little more research and realize that I don't. And I'm not a very smart man, but I'm not too dumb either. I don't guess, but it's. I just got to get in the right frame of mind for it, I guess.
Yeah, that's why the clear note, he takes all that away. You know, like I said, you get it. You just give him the information. He has everything programmed. Because the hotspots run on an SD card. And he does all the computer programming on the SD card that has your ID, you know, you get registered with All-Star, Echolink, which you already are, and all that. You just give them all that information. He puts it right on the SD card, pop it out of the box, and you don't have to mess with it. It even does updates for you. Just keep it plugged in all the time. It's attached to your Wi-Fi, and it'll even do updates, you know. So, it's, you know, I've done where I built my own hotspots and spent 3 days programming the dang thing, and wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy, I tell you. And then I went the clear node route, and it's the only way to go. Because the hotspots, you have to disconnect using your keypad on your radio and and stuff like that, you know, and the app that you get on your phone, it just makes things so easy. It even has notifications, like if you're, if like, say you're on a Fireside and you want to know if something's going on ResChat, it'll even give you notifications when someone is talking on ResChat on your phone there, so you can switch over and jump on it. It's just, the technology is just really good, and that's where I'm at above everything. That's what 99.9 I use on ham radio is All Star and through the node stuff. The only time I go on repeaters is like when there's weather. I go to our local UHF repeater because it's connected to down in Tulsa OES there that runs the net. Let me reset. But and there's a lot of like 11 Cats conference. Those guys get out late at night. You know, most of the guys that are on, the same people that are on ResChat, those guys will get on out there late at night. We'll have a round table and stuff like that. But so it's a lot of fun. And I know my area, my repeater's like dead all day long. There's nobody on it. So pleasant for me, you know. Nodes here, we get on All Star. There's nets going on all the time. This time in the afternoon, there's probably one starting at the top of the hour because it's 8 o'clock, so we'll probably have to cut it short here. But I'm not sure. It's just different nights, there's different stuff. But anyhow, you'll enjoy it once you get it. I know it's a little hard to spend that money, but when you look at all the different nodes you can do and what you can do with that, it is pretty, and the technology, it is pretty amazing. The only thing you have to buy, talk worldwide. You could have bought an HF rig. That would cost thousands. You know, $1,200 or so to buy a nice HF rig. You could use a $25 bowl thing and a hotspot, a node, and talk all over the world.
Pretty incredible. You know, I've heard that 11 Cats before. I guess I need to go ahead and put it in my favorites folder. And I'll leave it. I go through this stuff and listen to see if anything's going on, just a few of them that I have saved. Anyway, I believe you're probably right about the top of the hour. I'll go ahead and identify and let you have it back. And I'll holler at you. If I got some questions, I might text you or something because, man, I you know how internet research is. Anyway, buddy, it's good to visit with you. Kilo India 5, Quebec Whiskey November. Back to you, sir.
Yeah, okay, David. Yeah, and, you know, if you're out there in the shack and you want to talk or whatever and you come on here and you notice there's a net going on, just text me to go over to ResChat. And the only time my conference is going is Thursday night generally. I don't even log on over there. But your computer, that's pretty good. You have it on there. You're not using your phone. So you got your computer sound bar. You can work around and still be able to listen. So on the computer, it works pretty good, too. But anyhow, all right, David, we'll talk at you later. 73s, have a good evening. And bye, Joe James. I'm standing by for tonight.
This is WHRF. Anybody out there able to give me a mic check?
Okay, 0KDW is sounding good, Josh.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it, Brad. I tricked you. I just got you on the list. Hope you're doing well. All right, we got about 55, about seconds here until the announcement for the Beacon Net, and we'll get the free show rolling. So all three, please stand by. This is WHRF, standing by.
You're welcome. K0KW, we'll be standing by. All three.
said there'd be plenty of it, but I said all you got to do is just go to the ditches and throw your bait in. They'll be swimming around and catch you. Don't even have to dip into the holes.
The Beacon Net, a gathering of hams from around the world, will start on the system in 30 minutes. Come join us.
QST, 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 welcome to the Beacon Net pre-show. I feel so bad. There were a couple of guys talking on the system that just linked up. I do apologize for that, guys. Oh, man. It's Wednesday night, which means it's time for the Beacon Net. Sponsored by the Silver Creek Amateur Radio Association right here on the WAWKY repeater in Doylestown. Third with the 47 mark 390 with a positive offset and a PL tone of 114 mark 8. We light up the nighttime airways every Sunday and Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Tulsa Time. This is the pre-show. I'm here to take early check-ins and in and out. I line them up, and at the top of the hour, KKYUK is going to knock them down. This is a controlled net, and we ask that all traffic pass through net control. The net control operator tonight is with the 8 Hotel Romeo Foxtrot. I don't know if I'm getting out. Hold on just a second. Let me let it drop.
Break.
All right. We're making it through. Anyways, as is tradition, we're going to check in with the Beacon Net crew here before we get this party started. Make it nice. Nick calls it the Mickey Mouse roll call. First on the list is KD80PC. How's it going, Dustin? Let's see how your radio sounding. WAWHRF.
WAHRF and the Beacon Net pre-show. Well, good evening, Josh and Lucy and everybody else out there. We're doing good. Hopefully our radio is working. You're sounding all right there, just fine. And we'll be kind of hanging around. So we'll try our best to be here when it comes back around to us for trivia. With that, this is KD80PC back to pre-net control.
Fine business, Dustin. We got you sticking around. We got no response, so enjoy the evening. Play some radio. Let's see. This is down to Nick, KD8SLG. How's it going, Nick? You sticking around tonight?
WHRF, this is KD8SLG. Evening, Josh and all the Beacon Netizens. Josh, ask me no questions, tell you no lies. How's that? I'm going to be in and out tonight. I'm watching the dashboard a little bit and taking care of business there. I'll try linking Texas back up in a few minutes and see if they're done out there. Good to hear you, man. T-shirts are for sale for field day. T-shirt sales are up. That's my announcement for early on. Hey, good man, I'm here. KDSLG, back to net control.
All right, thank you, Nick. We appreciate you keeping an eye on things. I was doing a few too many things at once and couldn't keep an eye on the dashboard like I wanted to. So, I think we got 30 days until field day. Fine business on the T-shirts. Let's take a look at those. And I think I heard you're running the barometer net in the morning. That's true. I think Gary's out of town. So hopefully we'll hear you in the morning. So I'm going to clear with KD8SLG. Keeping an eye on things. Thank you, sir. And brings us down to KD8TKO. How's it going, Nick, at night? You have no responsibilities whatsoever. What's up?
KD8TKO. Hello, Josh. Hello, Lucy. Hello, everybody on the net. You're right. I don't have any responsibilities. So I do have responsibilities. Just not here. Anyway. Yeah, I'll be sticking around. I'll be on something. I'll either be at my desk here and listening, or I'll switch over to Echo Link or whatever. So I'll be around for the net, and that's it. That'll pass it back to you. Okay, you can see it.
KDQKO, WHRF. Responding to responsibilities elsewhere. I understand that. We got you sticking around, Nick. Good to hear you. And it sounds like you got all the whatever was going on with the station sorted out. It sounds good. So I'm going to clear with KAQKO for now. Bring it down to K8BZA. How's it going, Eric? How's your Wednesday going? And sticking around for this tonight's big show?
W8HRF, Andrew, KAQKO here. Wednesday's going pretty well. It's almost over. But it went well, and I hope yours is as well. And thanks for running in pre-net tonight. And yes, I'll be sticking around. So back to you, Josh, KAQKO.
W8HRF. All right, Eric. We got you sticking around, and I am fiddling around with my columns here, and it's a bad time to be doing that. There's a lot of people on the blue screen here. A lot of monitors. I don't even have half of them on the list. We'll just make them check in like regular. Sticking around, Eric. Good to hear you. Okay. Here's how this is going to work. I want to remind everybody that this is a linked system, so please key up for a few seconds before you start talking, and then hang on for a second or two afterwards. We do want to hear everything that you have to say. We're going to take a couple of rounds of check-ins, and then we're going to work the list and see who's sticking around and who's not for trivia at the top of the hour. All right. On the list so far, I have KC0LRM Kelly out there in Tulsa. I don't know why my preferred name. I got to figure out why my preferred name never column never saves anything. But KA0KDW Brad out there in Missouri, W3ETD Eddie out in Annapolis, Maryland, K5CFY Mr. Ray in his customary number 10 spot. KC3SEG Gray down in Panama City, Florida. K8QFT in the thriving metropolis of Medina, and KF8G Brian out in Norton. That's who I have on the list so far. If you haven't heard your name called and would like to get onto the list, please give me a call with your call sign phonetically and then alphabetically, along with your name and location. Please call now.
Kilo Delta 5, Alpha Foxtrot Sierra, KD5 AFS, Grand Cove, in and out, please.
Alpha India 5, Quebec AI 5G, Jarrison, Tulsa.
Alpha Bravo 8, Mike Oscar, EBNMO, India, Newberry.
Kilo Echo 8 Tango Quebec Romeo KE8TQR Keith in Uniontown, Ohio. I'll be in and out tonight. Have a great night. 7-3.
This is Kilo Charlie 9 Quebec Hotel Whiskey KC9QHW Gino currently in Arthur Heights. I'm just in and out. You guys have a good day.
All right, let me pick it up there. That time we picked up, I believe it was NHYMY, but the signal was very broken. I actually didn't catch anything other than the Y, and I kind of guessed. I think you're in the logger. So we're going to confirm that in a minute. But 35 AFS. Grant out in Oklahoma. Thanks for stopping by, Grant. We got you in and out. We do appreciate it. Hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday. Let's see, AI5Q. Hey, Jarris out there in Tulsa. Got you on the list, Jarris. Let's see, WB4AIZ Chuck is in the blue screen. I pulled him off there, and we're going to check with him first to see if he's stick around. He's normally kind of maybe sometimes he's sticking around, sometimes not. ABAMO Andy out there in Burton, beautiful Burton, Ohio. K-A-T-Q-R, Keith, in Uniontown, got you in and out. Thank you for stopping by. And I also pulled off the blue screen K-I-5-T-A-Q, Taco Tim, and we got K-C-9-Q-H-T. W, Eugene in Texas, in and out. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Anybody else who would like to check in or anybody that I missed, please call now.
AI5WO, Dave Felton.
All right, I'm going to grab it there. So we picked up that time. I pulled the K4OG mark off the blue screen. There was a Kilo Charlie 5, and I missed your suffix. Come back to you in just a second. I think there was also a Kilo Juliet 5, and I wasn't sure if it was Tango Oscar Delta. That was not resolving. I'll come back to you in a minute as well. And Alpha India 5, Whiskey Oscar Dave down there in Texas. Got you in there. Okay, so Kilo Charlie 5, I think it was something-something India. Could you come back with your call again?
Yes, sir. It's Kilo Charlie 5, Whiskey Sierra India, Ray and Tulsa, and we are just in and out tonight and listening. Thank you, sir. Running the net.
All right, fine business, Ray. We got two Rays out there in Tulsa tonight. Fine business. We got you in and out. Thanks for stopping by. That was K25WSI. And there was also, I think, a Kilo Juliet 5 Tango Oscar Delta, but that is not resolving for me. Your call sign is close to that. Could you come back and give it to me again? Go ahead.
This is Kilo, Juliet, 5, Charlie, Lima, Victor, KJ5, ELC, Bobby, Sand Springs.
Wow. All right. I don't know where I got Tango Oscar Delta, but we've got Charlie Lima Victor, KJ5CLV. Thank you, Bobby, for your patience out there in Sand Springs. Okay. Let's go ahead and work this list and see who's sticking around. We'll do another call here in a little bit, but we've got to get moving here. WB4AIZ, Chuck down there in Florida with us, Chuck, and are you sticking around for the top of the hour? Hope you're well. Over to you, sir.
This is WB4AIZ. Yes, I'm still here. I'm still here in Florida. And no, I'm not going to stick around. I'm in and out tonight, as usual. And it's been a busy day. I've got cortisone in both knees today. So, anyways, I hope I won't be around WB4AIZ.
Chuck, well, thank you for stopping by. Sounds like you had a busy day, but I hope you have a good night. And like I said, thank you for stopping by. Good to hear you. Good to clear with WB4AIZ. Nick says that he'll buy us all a beer if I hand this off in time. I got 15 minutes. We can do this. All right. KT0LRM, Kelly, how's it going? And are you sticking around for trivia?
W8H, I remember HRF. Yes, I will be sticking around, Josh, and I wouldn't miss it. And everybody have a good evening, and I'll let you go down the list.
All right, Kelly, got you sticking around. Thank you for that. And I think I heard you talking to Dustin that you're still doing a little bit of work right now, so hopefully that goes well. To clear with KT0LRM, who is sticking around, brings us down to KT0KGW, Brad out in Missouri. How's it going, Brad? You sticking around for trivia?
Josh. And we'll say an early good evening to Lucy if she's listening in the background or not. Yes, I'll be sticking around. And Josh, I have a question for you. I'm going to let you make the ultimate decision tonight. And what is my snack of the night going to be? I have a, what the grocery store bakery called Gourmet Chocolate Chip Muffin. I have Lemon Poppy Seed Muffin. Or I have a Strawberry Cheese Danish. Your choice. The ultimate decision. Back over to you, Josh.
All right, Brad. Well, I had Google generate a random number between 1 and 3, and the answer is 3. So I guess the last one, I think you said cheesecake. So. Got you sticking around, Brad. Good to hear it. Good to clear with KEW brings us down to W3ETVA out in Annapolis, Maryland. How's it going, Eddie? And are you sticking around for trivia?
Yeah, Josh. Yeah, I'm sticking around, and I'm actually trying to keep up with all the comments that are in the blue screen. Things go pretty fast there at times. We'll catch you later, and talk to you later on W3ECB back in that. I'll be here.
All right, W3ECB, WHRF, we got you in there, Eddie, is sticking around, and I'm pretty behind on the blue screen myself. I think the last message I read was at 1:35 UTC, so I'm about 10 minutes behind. Going to clear W3ECB, sticking around, brings us down to 5, CFY, Mr. Ray out in Oklahoma. How's it going, Ray, and are you sticking around for the big show?
Whiskey 8, Hotel Romeo Foxtrot, in the net. This is K5CFY. Yes, sir. Great job on the pre-net there, Josh. Appreciate you doing that. And wave a hand there at your net logger there. He's doing a great job, too. Anyway, I'll get off the air and let you get on down the road. We'll definitely hang around. K5CFY.
K5CFY, WHRF. All right, Ray, good to hear you. We got you sticking around. We do appreciate that. I got to re-identify quick. This is WHRF Josh here in Akron, Ohio, doing the pre-show for the BeaconNet. We're going to do our list of pre-checks to see who's sticking around. If not, we're going to start with the BeaconNet at the top of the hour. And we'll have some trivia. Brings us down to KC3SEG Greg down in Panama City, Florida. How's it going, Greg? And are you sticking around for trivia?
Hey, Josh, good evening to you and Lucy, everyone else out there. Now, I'm in and out. Check me in and out of here. I do have a quick question for you. The barometer net in the mornings, is that on that same All-Star node as this is one right now? You could answer it. I'd really appreciate it. I want to check in. It's been a while since I checked into the barometer net. Everyone have a great evening. This is Greg down here in Panama City Beach, Florida. Kilo Charlie 3, Sierra Echo Golf. And good evening to you, Eddie. Back to net control.
KC3SEGWHRF. All right, Greg, got you in and out. And yes, the barometer net is on the 4846 node that you are connected to. You can see on the dashboard there. But it will be on bright and early at the ungodly hour of 7 a.m. tomorrow. Oh, boy. Pre-show with Jim is at 6:30 if you want to try that out. Sometimes people can get on earlier than that. But, yeah, it'll be on 48496 tomorrow morning at 7, and I believe Justin Inch is the NCO. You have a good night, Greg. Thanks for stopping by. Going to clear with KT3SEG. Brings us down to K8TFT Uncle Fred. How's it going, Fred? And are you sticking around?
Yes, I will be hanging around to hear the trivia. Had a golf all day here. Yeah, the Guardians came back and won. 5 runs in the 8th inning. They buried the Dodgers. 88 UFC. back to free that.
All right, Uncle Fred, we got you sticking around and glad that the guards were able to beat the Dodgers. I swear that's the team that my professor in college liked. Anyways, hope that your cough goes down. I've been having some allergies lately, so I don't know if it's bad if you got a cold, but feel better. And Lisa will give you a call a little bit later. Going to clear it with KQFT for now, bringing it down to KFAG, Brian out in Norton. How's it going, Brian? And are you sticking around for the big show?
Yep, I'll be here. Keep it short. KFAG.
Fine business, sir. Thank you. And we'll catch you in a little bit. Let's see. I believe it was NHYMY, John in Waynesburg, that I had heard earlier. I totally forgot to confirm the call sign back when I was doing check-ins, but I think that's who it was. NHYMY, John, are you sticking around for the big show?
Josh, in the net, this is... And I get up at 4:30 on it. So then I cut up. I'm pretty out of that.
All right, John. Well, we got about 20 or 30% of that. I don't know why it's dropping out so badly on you. But I think I did hear that you have to get up at 4 in the morning, and I think that means that you are in and out. Is that right, so? All right, fine business, sir. Well, thank you for stopping by. We do appreciate it. And you have yourself a good night. I'm going to clear with NHYMY. Grant, KD5AFS, was in and out. Thank you for stopping by, Grant. If you're still listening, that brings us to AI5Q. Jarris, how's it going, Jarris? You sticking around for the big show?
Yeah, Josh, I'm going to try to stick around for the big show. I've got some assignments from a church group that I need to do tonight. I kind of spaced last week and didn't do my homework, and it was evident tonight, so I've got to do last week and tonight's homework and get it all done. And so I'll be working on that in the background, but I'll participate. And I thought about dragging this out for 3 minutes so you don't get your beard, because I brought mine to my party. And anyway, I'll be nice and give it back to you. I'll be there. Hey, I advise you back to that.
All right. Thank you, sir. We do appreciate it. The beer is not for me. I don't drink. It's for all of you, Nick said. So I'm always going to get you your beer, Jarris, but he's going to owe you your beer. All right. Jarris is sticking around. Brings us down to Andy, AB8ML. How's it going, sir? Are you sticking around?
This is AB8ML. Transmitting on 015 and listening on 39, although I was on Echo and Curl, the same thing during the boredom internet, and it just did it on All-Star here. It was a little weird. There was beginning of the net, didn't get any of your transmission, and then it came back halfway through WD4AIZ's, right in the middle of this transmission. It was weird. Just came back. Guess I'll try rebooting the All-Star node on the repeater. I don't know if that's going to do anything, but it won't hurt anything. So, yeah, stick around. Just Nick's making me laugh about his dad's dog here. Back to you there, Josh. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to be suffering Van Dyke withdrawal after tonight. This is AD8MO.
Oh, don't worry. There'll be plenty of Van Dyke around on Saturday with Foda. I'm just going to clear with AD8MO. He's sticking around. K8TQR. Keith was in and out. KI5TAQ. Taco Tim, you sticking around, Tim?
Good evening there. This is KI5TAQ. Yes, I am sticking around tonight.
For 88MO, you may think about, Van Dyke. I know the famous Van Dyke, and I think you should know him, too. Name is Dick Van Dyke. But anyways, I'll let you get back to the net. This is KI5TAQ.
All right, thank goodness for somebody who actually knows who Dick Van Dyke is. Jeez Louise, they're so nowadays. Good to hear you, Tim. We got you sticking around. And congratulations to Dick Van Dyke on his 100th birthday this past December. That's pretty cool. Who else we got on the list? KC9QHW, Eugene with In-N-Out. Thanks for stopping by, Eugene. K4OG, Mark, how's it going? And are you sticking around for the big show?
W8HRF? K4OG. Yes, sir, Josh, and guess what? I waited for the beep. Heck yeah. I'll be here, Josh. We're going to... we're leaning towards Charlie tonight. K4OG.
K4OG, W8HRF. All right, Mark, leaning towards Charlie and haven't even heard the answer to the questions yet. Awesome, we got you down. Mark's sticking around. KCWSI, Ray was in and out, and we have KJ5CLV, Bobby out in Oklahoma. How's it going, Bobby, and are you sticking around for the big show?
This is KJ5CLV. Yeah, I'm going to try to stick around. I'm reading up on the instruction book on my radio. I had a few little questions on some channels that wasn't working right. But, I'm going to try to. So I'll get off here so you can keep on going and get ready for the top of the hour. KJ5CLV, back in net control.
KJ5CLV, W8HRF. All right, Bobby, will you enjoy the riveting manual for the radio there? And we will have Lucy call later on here at 10 o'clock. I'm going to clear with KJ5CLV, AI5WO, Dave in Texas. He's sticking around for the trivia in a couple minutes here, Dave.
I'll be sticking around, AI5WO.
AI5WO, W8HRF. All right, we got you sticking around, Dave. You appreciate it. KE9CQB, Tim out there in, oh, goodness, Indiana? I think that's IN. You sticking around, Tim?
Yep. Tim over in Valparaiso, Indiana. That's a mouthful. But yep, over in Indiana, yes, I will be sticking around for the main show, and I will let you get back to it. This is KE9CQD.
KE9CQD, W8HRF, got you sticking around. Okay, I made it. It's 10 o'clock. Let's throw it over to Lucy. Lucy, K-A-Y-U-K, time to light up the nighttime airwaves. Thank you, everybody, for checking in during my pre-net. And Lucy, go ahead and light it up. This is W-8-H-R-F.
Good evening, Josh, K-Stuff TV.
Good evening, everyone. K-A-Y-U-K here. Welcome to the Beacon Net. My handle is Lucy, call sign Kilo, Echo 8 Yankee Uniform Kilo, and I'll be your net controller this evening. The Beacon Net meets every Sunday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the WAWKY repeater 147.390 with a positive offset and a PO tone of 114.8. You can also find us with the All-Star node 48496 and Echolink WAWKY-R. This is a directed net, so all traffic must pass through net control, which is myself. We are linked in with our friends in Oklahoma, the Fireside, all of Texas, and various other repeaters, so please key for a couple of seconds before and after you transmit so we hear everything you've got to say. You'll hear a beep, but wait just a second or two after the beep. You've got time. I have a little bit of patience. Let's use it. Before we start taking check-ins, is there any emergency or priority traffic? So please call now. nothing heard, which is always good. If emergency or priority traffic does arise, please get my attention by saying break, break, or emergency traffic. Otherwise, let's follow the order. We've got a good list of stations from our pre-show, but if you missed the pre-show and would like to get into the Beacon Net, please say your call sign phonetically, followed by alphabetically, as well as your name and location.
Kilo Echo 8, Bravo, Hotel Quebec, KE8, BHQ, Benjamin, Mobile.
Alpha 8, Charlie Tango, Craig and Shreve.
W2JLS, John W2JLS in Fairlawn. Good evening.
Whiskey Victor 3 Kilo, WBZ, Snow and Canal Fulton with no traffic. Good evening and God bless.
All right, I'm going to pick it up there. All right, we have TC8FQV, KA8MMT, who is in and out, KE8BHQ, Ben, who is mobile, AA8CT, Craig, W2JLS, John, and we've got Phil in and out, WV3K. Have a good night, Phil. Good to catch you on the board and breaker net earlier today. Before we head on mobile, we're going to do trivia. I have main trivia. Let me find it real quick. I have to juggle all the different locations because I only have one screen. I know, I'm so boring. Main trivia for tonight is, which show from 1955 did not have its roots in radio? A, The Ed Sullivan Show. B, Gunsmoke. C, You Bet Your Life. Or D, The Honeymooners. Again, main trivia. Which show from 1955 did not have its roots in radio? A, The Ed Sullivan Show. B, Gunsmoke. C, You Bet Your Life, or D, The Honeymooners. I will post it on the blue screen for the uninitiated. The blue screen is the almost instant messenger window in NetLog if you download that software. Otherwise, you can also see the blue screen from RagQ.app, and you can watch the AIM window that way. Otherwise, that's my trivia. I'll post it, and I'm going to pass it over to WHRF for your alternate trivia for tonight. KEYK is WHRF.
K-A-Y-U-K, W-A-B-H-R-F. All right, tonight's alternate trivia question is as follows. When it comes to cooking appliances, the terms stove and range are often used interchangeably to describe the versatile kitchen appliances used for all types of cooking and baking. But what is the original meaning of the word range in the term of, in the context of kitchen appliances? Your options are Alpha, a portable stove used during travel. Bravo, a series of burners powered by electricity. Charlie, a row of hearths, or ovens used for cooking. Or Delta, a place where the Cornwallbo bean family took their pots and pans when they got fed up with cooking. I'll let this drop and reread it again. Again, tonight's alternate trivia question. When it comes to cooking appliances, the terms stove and range are often used interchangeably to describe the versatile kitchen appliances used for all types of cooking and baking. But what is the original meaning of the word range in the context of kitchen appliances? Your options are a portable stove used during travel. Bravo, a series of burners powered by electricity. Charlie, a row of hearths or ovens used for cooking, or D, a place where the Cornwallbo bean family took their pans when they got fed up with cooking. I'll get this posted in the blue screen. W8HRF, back to KE8YUK.
W8HRF, KE8YUK here as net control of the Beacon Net. We're going to start off with our mobile, Benjamin, otherwise known as Ben, KE8BHQ. How are you doing tonight? What are your trivia answers? I don't know the other thing I was going to say. I set it up like I was going to say three things, and I didn't. Anyway, go ahead, take it away.
K-E-A-Y-U-K, K-E-A-B-H-Q. I'm doing pretty good, Lucy. Just driving home from work. For trivia, I'm going to go with Delta and Delta, and I'm looking forward to seeing everyone this Saturday at the POTA event. That's about all I've got, so I'm going to give it back to you. This is K-E-A-B-H-Q.
K-E-A-B-H-Q, we've got you down for double D's, and we wish you safe travels wherever you're mobile in tonight, and also we will see you at POTA, Northeast Ohio POTA event, clearly in Ohio, on Saturday. Looking like the weather's going to be good, which is also great. We're going to clear up that. We're going to pick up Kelly, KC0LRM. How are you doing tonight? What are your trivia answers?
K-E-A-Y-U-K, thanks for getting in there. Giving the trivia answers before I forget. I'm going to go with C on the first one, and I got to go with D, Cornwallo beans, on the second one. Just to start it off, I'm going to give you a little joke my wife sent me a while ago. It's kind of corny, but it's pretty good. It said that the guy that invented sore throat lozenges just died the other day, and there was no coffin at his funeral. That's all I got. I'll let you get down the list there. Everybody have a good one.
No coffin at the funeral. It took me a split second, but that's a good one. All right, we've got you down for Charlie and Delta. We're going to clear with Kelly. We're going to pick up Brad, K-A-0-K-D-W. How are you doing tonight? What are your trivia answers?
We're going to go with C and B, Charlie and Bravo. Crocker, comma, Betty. To stick with the kitchen theme. So there you go. And an update to my question I had for Josh during the pre-show. Our options for my snack tonight were a chocolate chip muffin, or as the bakery at the grocery store called it, gourmet chip muffin. Then there was lemon poppy seed muffin and a strawberry cheese danish, because the strawberry cheese danish. I say one little piece of it cold, and they heat it up for 10 seconds in the microwave, and it is a little bit better warm. It definitely brings out the strawberry flavor in it. But, yeah, I don't think it's something I'm going to buy again. It's good, but it's not worthy of go out buy it again type of good. Now, something I do want to buy again, and if you're a fan of Burger King, or just trying limited time items, Burger King currently, which is July 13th, as part of a promotional deal for the new How to Train Your Dragon live-action movie, has a limited How to Train Your Dragon menu. And today I got the Soaring Strawberry Lemonade. Super good. I really like it. They also have, I think it's like Dragon Whopper, which apparently is not hot, but it's basically a hamburger. Or a Whopper with red-colored patties. And by the way, it's plant-based dyes, for anybody wondering. But it is dyed red, and then they have, like, some dragon fire fries, which are supposed to be hot. And then a Viking chocolate sundae, which I forgot all about, or I would have bought that today. So next trip to Bolivar, Missouri, I'm going to drop back by Burger King and get that dessert and see how that goes. And so I guess whenever that happens, I'll definitely update everybody on how that is. If you do get to a Burger King before July 13th, I highly recommend the Soaring Strawberry Lemonade, part of a promotional deal for How to Train Your Dragon live action. I might have to watch that when it comes out. I enjoyed the first few How to Train Your Dragon. All right, that'll do it for me. Back over to you. Lucy, sorry, your name blanked on me there for a minute. Hey, Israel.
Brad, thanks for the food update. That's really good to know. We don't go out to eat that much, but we've been so scattered recently. We've been eating out very frequently. And I have been out everywhere. Josh has been going to work and then getting treated by some people there sometimes. So it's slightly different. So yeah, food sounds good. And my obligatory comment is the books are better. I actually haven't read them, but my brother has read the whole series. There are books. There's a whole series. It's much more in depth. The characters are pretty similar, but not identical. Yeah, it's a crazy, crazy series. So, if you have young ones who are interested in reading and they like the movies, maybe tip them onto the books. All right, we're gonna clear with Brad. We're gonna pick up Eddie W3ETB. How are you doing tonight? And your trivia answers.
Hello, Lucy. I didn't see the bar moving on the echo link here. Hopefully it's moving now. Anyway, and hopefully you're hearing me. I was wondering if Josh had heard about the Lalo and Stitch, new animated movie. Not maybe animated. I mean, they have a character this time instead of a cartoon. So, I didn't know if you all have heard about that or not. But, and then I didn't hear anything about the